Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Mr. James Browning. And for all of my old listeners, welcome. I appreciate you guys because you keep me going and you keep me motivated and you just keep me doing what I need to do. And all my new listeners, thanks for stopping by this morning. I'm so grateful for you. I don't know who told you about me, but I'm happy that you're here this morning to be able to participate and to be able to take part in the show this morning. We're grateful for all of you. I don't know about you guys, but this morning I'm woke up with full of gratitude, just thankfulness because of all the things going on all around us, beloved ones. We are really in trying times, and there's a lot happening. You know, I know in each one of your lives there's probably things going on. I know in my own life there's stuff is happening, and I have relatives who are ill, have a two-year-old nephew who has COVID, and the mother has COVID, and then I have extended family in England that's really going through a whole process. About five or six of them have come down with COVID with the England version of it, and it's pretty intense. Matter of fact, it's really intense. But anyway, you know, we're going to give praise to God, and we're going to give prayer for those folks who are having challenges. And I know many of you may have family members who may be having situations going on also. So we're grateful. So this morning you should be happy if you're able to hear this show, be able to listen, and God bless you with breath this morning, and you're walking and talking and seeing, and you're in somewhat good shape, then I think that you have to be very grateful for your status, where you're at today, because there is so much going on. In addition to that, there's conscious shifting taking place on the planet, and we are moving into a higher state of consciousness. Just the whole planet is shifting, and individually we are shifting into a higher state. So it's a lot of stuff going on, beloved ones. You have to be very flexible these days. This is not a time to be so caught up in a fixed position. You have to be flexibility because you have to be able to roll with the punch. You have to be able to roll with the punch, and that's important that you're that flexible that you can do that. Okay, so, and I know that you can do that because I've heard many of you say that you can do that. So it's important that you do that. Okay, beloved ones. So we're going to get on with today's show because it's an exciting show. One of my favorite topics today, you are the captain of your ship and the master of your soul. So we're going to get ready to get into this show. But, you know, as all of you listen to me, you know I do my prayer first. I need the Creator to come. I need help on all levels to be able to bring forth that which I need to share with you. And I'm often tell you I'm just a vessel for the creative power that flows through me and to be able to share with you. So I'm thankful and full of gratitude this morning. So let's pray. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another day of life. We thank you, God, for all that you have allowed us to participate in this day. We thank you, God, for continuously giving us strength to move forward in this stage and time that we will do what we need to do in order to be able to maintain our lives. We know, God, that you are the source of everything that is coming in and through our lives. And we just say thank you, God, for sparing our lives this week and giving us mental strength and giving us spiritual encouragement to move forward and to stand tall in our I Am presence. We know, God, that we are one with you as the waves in the ocean, God, and we are just feeling connected this morning with you, God, and we ask you to give us complete strength as we go through this day and as we go into this new week, that we will go with energy and vigor and knowing that we are one with you, God, which is the most important thing that we can ask for and the most important thing that we can share, to be one with you, God, and knowing that we are connected at that spiritual base and that spiritual level. Dear God, this morning I want to give special prayer to all those frontline workers who are out there working with people with the virus and situations going on and dealing with what's happening. We pray for their divine protection, keep them in the light of high energy and healing power surrounding them and keep them moving forth and give them wisdom and knowledge of how to conquer this disease. We know that all things are possible, so we know that they are working it out, and you're giving them the insight and the wisdom of how to overcome. We pray this morning for all those who are sick and shed in with this pandemic disease and all other diseases. But we pray, God, that you will put forth your white light of protection around these beloved ones and shield them and keep them safe and let them know that you are with them. You have not abandoned them, that you will be with them and continue to support them through ever whatever they are going through and whatever is necessary. For all those who have that you are deemed to come home, we ask for safe travel for their souls and that they will be treated in the highest state of consciousness as they make their transition, if that is their destiny at this time. We know that you are in charge and you are totally controlled of all that you are and all that will be, that you are in charge, and we accept that. We only can change the things that we can change, and we accept the things we cannot change, knowing that all is in divine order and all is right with you, God. You know what you're doing. Although we may not have clear understanding, we know everything is in divine order, and we know that situations come to help us grow, and we are truly in one of those growth processes right now to grow and to be able to extend at a higher state. So we know that we have to go through what we have to go through. Each one of these beloved souls have chosen to be here on planet Earth right now at this time. So it is their design purpose to be here and to take part in what's happening here. So I ask you to give them strength and give them true understanding. We ask you, God, that you bring forth a message this day that will be for all of us to be able to utilize and all of us to ascend and to use to grow to a higher state of consciousness. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Okay, beloved ones, let's get on with today's show. We thank God for those words of encouragement. This morning, you are the captain of your soul, of your ship and the master of your soul. I know for many of you, they may say, boy, what a long title. What does all that mean? Well, let me just try to share with you a little bit about the title. The number one thing is that it means that you are in total control of what you create in your life, beloved one. You are in total control of what you create in your life, okay? There are none other that is in control other than you, okay? So for you, that is important, that you stay in charge and stay in control of your life, okay? You have, it's always been that way, and you always will be that way. You have been given free will to become whatever you desire. Let me just share that with you again, beloved ones. You have been given free will for whatever you desire in your life. You are in charge of it, beloved one. It's your responsibility to do that. You are presently your I am presence. That God force that's located in your physical body, you have been, it is there. That is the essence of God inside of you right there. So just that alone is enough for you to have to be able to accomplish and grow what you need to if you tap into that source and into that energy. Your I am presence inside of you are there for you and at your willing call at all time. You don't have to seek outside of yourself. All you have to do is look inward, and you will see that God force is there with you and supporting you at all times through all transitions, okay? So we are happy for that. You have been given the authority, beloved ones, to grow your spiritual self as you so desire. Boy, that's a lot of responsibility. God gave you the authority to take charge of your spiritual growth and to grow as you see freedom. As you see, to be able to do it. You have the freedom to live your life in high frequency, or you can live your life in low frequency, beloved ones. So if you decide to live your life in high frequency, that means that you are doing the things you need to do, and you are ascending, you are participating in the offerings of God, you are having good health, your finances are flowing good, you're in good relationships, and you are, and things are moving in that higher state, and you are, have a full understanding of what it is that God wants you to participate in. And you know, you're feeling conscious, you're feeling yourself one with God, then you know that you are operating in that higher state when you are feeling connected to God at that level in energy. That is where you need to be. Okay? Now, for all those who choose to live at a low frequency, I don't know why you would, but hey, some people choose to, and God gave you free will to do it. But if you find yourself suffering immensely, cannot, you know, put meal on your table, don't have the assets that you need, you're constantly in poor relationships, you're constantly in poor health, and the world seems to be very chaotic for you, and you're having a lot of confusion, a lot of situation going on in your life, then you're living life in a low frequency. I don't think that's happening to many of you people who listen to this show, because you're spiritually conscious and you know how to raise your vibration, how not to allow yourself to stay in that low frequency. You see people, and that things happen to people. I understand that. And I'm not saying that things don't happen to people, and sometimes beyond their control, because it happens so they're not able to control what's happening. But when you allow yourself to stay in that condition, then that's your total responsibility. Yes, you can be placed in a position, but it is up to you, beloved one, to pull yourself up out of those situations, those mucky situations you find yourself. You have to take control of your thinking process. You have to take charge of your mind and to raise your vibrations to that level where you are able to rise above the conditions of today. Okay, beloved one, where you find, if you're stuck, rise up. Okay, you can do that. But you one thing you have to realize, beloved ones, regardless of whether you're living on the high end or you're living on the low end, you're never alone. Let me repeat that. You are never alone. Matter of fact, you have so much spiritual help around you, you cannot even imagine all the spiritual help that you have. That is just totally available for you and just totally aware for you. Let me just share with you in some way how you have support that you don't even realize that you have support. Okay. First of all, you know that when you decide to take your earthly journey here, you were assigned guardian angels. Whether it be one or two, all depends on what your purpose and what your mission was to do. But those guardian angels, when you open your eyes and you find yourself in the earth realm, because when you first breath, you don't realize where you're at. But anyway, as soon as you're there, that guardian force is there with you. And that guardian force will be with you through this entire earthly purpose. Now, I'm not sure if the same guardian angels come with you with each and every incarnation, but I do know that they are with you today and they support you. Okay, they are there with you and to help you to move forward. And they are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and their job, beloved one, is to protect you and support you from unseen dangers. And I know that many times that some of you may have been finding yourself in situations that you just didn't know what happened, and you know it was not for your angels that you would not have been here. Someone cut you off in traffic and almost caused you to have an accident, or you go somewhere, you were told to go another direction from where you went, and if you'd have went in that direction, that would have been a problem. You were told to stay away from certain situations, and when you found out that if you would have showed up in that circumstances, that could have been a harm to you and to your whole being. So that is your guardian angels working for you. They are protecting you and keeping you out of harm's way, okay? They will assist you and tell you to go down this road or go down that road because it's dangerous for you. And thank God that they will do that. Now, but for as anything in your personal life, your guardian angels will not interfere with you, beloved one. So don't think that they're going to be there to help you through every little minuscule thing in life that happens and you need support for. Okay, your guardian angels are there to support you and protect you from things that you're doing. Now, your guardian angels will come and help you, assist you with anything if you ask them to. All you have to say, guardian angel, I need your help. I need you to come. I need you to assist me in this or that. and they will respond. They are helpers of the Creator God forth that put them in place. Just like the government here on physical earth, they have a hierarchy, a higher frame, and a governance system set up in the angelical rings too. So they are one people who are setting their beings who are in place to assist you from the other side. Okay? You are not alone under no circumstances. You have your guardian angels. Also, you have the ascended masters. The ascended masters who are beings who have actually lived here on the earth plane and have ascended and have worked their way up through the chain of command, as you may say, in the angelical realm, and they don't have to come back here anymore. They actually assist your angels from the high. I would say the guardian angels, the ascended masters are more like supervisors for the guardian angels. They help them to help you. But you also have the authority to call upon those ascended masters directly. You can bring them into your life if you need them. All you need to do is call them by name and have them to. They will show up. Beloved ones, there's one thing about your ascended masters. They will not deny you. They cannot deny you. But you have to call on them for specific needs that you have. That they are there. They hear you. They are there for you. And they support you. If you're not, some of you may not be familiar with the Ascended Masters. I think that most of you listening here may have some understanding, at least a little knowledge about it, at least heard the terminology of Ascended Masters. You know, so let me just tell you a little bit about who the Ascended Masters are. Just give you a name. It's thousands of them, beloved ones. So, but there's a couple that I am pretty familiar with and I call upon on a regular basis. You can, you know, you find your own ascended masters that you need based on what you need in your life at the time to come to your assistance. Okay? There's number one, there's Saint Germain. Saint Germain is very powerful. His operation is in the violet flame, the energy. Help to bring about energy in your life. There's a thing that is projected through the violet flame that is a healing process and a healing energy that come from Saint Germain. Saint Germain has been very, very busy lately because Saint Germain also helped to clear out the discarded souls who leave Earth and not sure where they're going when they did. When you have mass casualties or mass death, it is Saint Germain and his helpers who come and help those souls to realize what happened, because sometimes for people who transfer on the other side, it happens so fast for them, they come to a state they don't realize where they are, they're in a state of confusion. It is Saint Germain and his workers who come and help cleanse. When you hear of 4,000 or 5,000 people dying in a day, masses of people dying a day, it is Saint Germain and his foundation that comes in and his group of workers who come in to help clear out and help those souls on their journey. Okay? That's a very, very important thing. Then another one that I call upon quite often is Lord Michael. Lord Michael is, some call him Saint Michael. I call him Lord Michael. And Lord Michael help you in safety and overall protection. Lord Michael I don't go on long trips, or I'll try not to go on any trips where I do not provoke the name of and support of Lord Michael to support me as I go and as my journey. Lord Michael is phenomenal, beloved ones. When you, a lot of times you find yourself in a really tragic situation and you don't know what's going to get out, call upon Lord Michael. I've heard a situation where a lady was telling me that they were traveling back on the East Coast and on Pennsylvania, and they hit black ice. And the car was spinning out of control, going over, heading toward the cliff. And she called, Lord Michael, Lord Michael, Lord Michael, help me, help me. And that instantaneously, the car stopped before it went over on the cliff, about a foot from the cliff. Lord Michael came and rescued them. Okay? So you have that power to call upon Lord Michael to help you when you're in a situation, you're in extreme danger. Just call his name and say, help, Lord Michael, help me, Lord Michael. And Lord Michael will come to your rescue, beloved. I'm not telling you theoretically stuff. This stuff I know to be a fact that it actually happens, okay? So you learn to tap in and use your support. It's there for you. They're there support for you. Next thing you have is the cosmic Christ. The cosmic Christ, better known as Jesus Christ, when he was on the earth realm and doing his healing and doing his spiritual work, he was known as Jesus the Christ. Okay, but Jesus now is an ascended master, and he is still supporting you. And if you feel connected to Jesus, then you call upon Jesus to help you in situations. Jesus will help you in overall all conditions of your life. You can call upon the help of Lord Jesus, and he will support you and help you. Just as a matter of fact, he is more powerful now than he was when he was on the earth realm, and he's able to support you even more. So learn to call upon Jesus when you need his assistance, beloved ones. Yes, you are in charge. You have your own mind, your own thought, but at some time we need help from our selves. We need help to bring about certain things in our lives, and so utilize your angelical help. Yes, you are the captain of your ship and the master of your soul, but even captains and masters still need some help sometime, okay, beloved one? So I'm here to tell you that you have the help you need to be able to assist you when you're not able to assist yourself. And there's points where all of us have journeys here on planet Earth where we become complex and frozen, not knowing quite what to do. So I'm telling you, pointing to you the direction that you can use in order to be able to bring that help into their lives. Now, next we'll talk about Raphael, Archangel Raphael, who is one of the angels that I probably call on and beg and assist for the most. Because Archangel Raphael helps you with your health. That is the healer. Archangel Raphael helps to heal your physical body, beloved one, and helps to send healing rays into the earth realm. So when you're having a physical condition that you are not able to conquer or to figure it out, call upon Raphael. Say, Raphael, come, assist me in the healing of my body. Assist me in the healing of my heart. Assist me in the healing of my lungs. Assist me in the healing of my stomach. Whatever part of your body is having a dis-ease and discomfort, and you can not get it under control. And a lot of times the doctors can't get it under control because of the medicine they use that they give you, and it still doesn't work out for you. So you have to call on the higher power. Call on Raphael, beloved one. Raphael will assist you and help you in ways that you can only imagine. But you got to reach out. If you got a situation that you'd be laying on your sick bed and you'll be there forever if you don't call for help, beloved one. It is up to you to call for help, and that help will come if you call upon, especially knowing the archangel the sending master who are directly their department or what it is. But any of them will assist you in anything, but when you call on the ones who are directly descended. Now, you know, one of the last ones to talk about, Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel will help you in your business and your finances, beloved one. When you're having financial challenges, or you're having some things trying to start a business, trying to support your business, you call for the assistance through Gabriel. You call Gabriel, come Gabriel, help me. I need you to give me ideas. I need you to show me how to create financial abundance that I need in order to be able to obtain what I need in my life. Assist me, Gabriel. Come, I need your help. Call upon these ones, loved ones. They are there for you. And if you don't utilize them, they will not come. You could be as poor as a church mouse. You know what I mean? You can be homeless if you don't, but they will not interfere in your life unless you call upon them. But if you call them, regardless of how low you are, they will come to your rescue. You know, and unfortunately, so many people, when they get in a dire strait, they don't know what to do. They're so compressed, and they look for all the help on the physical plane. They're thinking that someone's going to come and give them something or going to rescue them. But, beloved one, don't depend on other people showing up in your life when you have a situation. Learn to call on your angelical, higher conscious beings who will never forsake you or leave you, will always support you and help you under all circumstances, okay? Through all circumstances. But one of the key things, beloved one, is that you have full understanding that you have the divine right to have assistance from those angelical beings, okay? You have the divine right to ask for help to assist you in those things, beloved ones. Now, like I said, there's many ascended masters out there, and you can research and see what's good, what's what you may need, who you may need. You know, there's many more I can call by name, but I'm necessarily not going to go into all that today. But you can find who resonates with you, which one of those ascended masters rather than raise you. Like I said, all of them can do everything, but some of them have specialties of what they work in and what they're going on. So if you can resonate with Saint Germain, I have a picture of Saint Germain on my wall right now. He's looking at me right in my eyes. So I know that Saint Germain is here, and because I love his energy and I love his violet flame and I love the vibration that Saint Germain put out. So I look forward to his support every day, and I just feel his energy on a constant basis. Okay. Now, one thing about the Ascended Master, beloved one, they will not and they cannot refuse you. I don't know what instruction they have been given from the higher power, but I know they will not and cannot refuse you if you ask sincerely for their help. You have to be sincere by wanting their help and their assistance to help you, beloved one. And once you do that, they will come to your rescue instantaneously. Instantaneously, beloved one. So you make sure that you know about your ascended master. Read about it. Find out more about the ascended master, because they are powerful beings, beloved ones. They will help you in your physical being. They'll, you know, your spirit and your soul have been with you through every incarnation. So your soul and your spirit know about these things. I like to say myself, I don't even consider myself as your minister. I consider myself as your reminder. I'm here just to remind you of who and whom you are and all the things that you have going on for you that you have forgot about, or you just is not in your conscience at the moment. You're a powerful being. You have a lot going on for you. So, and these spirits, your I Am Presence, which is with you, that continually will be with you till infinity. From the time that you were first conceived, and I don't know how many earthly incarnations each one of you have had. Some of us have been here for years, some hundreds, and some of us only maybe for a couple hundred years or 50, 60 years. I don't know. But some beings have had thousands of incarnations. And yet, same soul that was with you from the start is the same soul that with you now. You just had a lot you had to learn, a lot you had to experience, and that's a good thing, okay? But the amazing thing is that this spiritual help I'm telling you about, it's at your fingertip, wherever you need to be. Yes, it is true that that each experience that you have a result. Every experience that you have, beloved one, we should embrace those experiences, because those experiences are the lessons that teach you. And all of your experiences is not going to be pleasant. But just those how you learn, usually the ones that are not pleasant for you are usually the ones that you gain the most lesson from. So, you know, don't expect everything to be perfect every day. Okay, things show up, but in each thing, it helps you to be able to ascend and go to a higher state of consciousness, beloved one. You need that experience. With those frequencies, those things that happen to you, those they're there. They help you to grow, beloved one. They help you to continually stay in the higher frequency. And if you choose to stay in the higher frequency, that is totally up to you if you choose to do that. You do have a choice of where you want to rim. I'll tell you that all the time. So, but I don't know why one would want to be in low frequency, but it happens, you know. It's due conditions. Sometimes people get in a rut, and when they get in a rut, man, it's very difficult for them to get out of the rut. They just kind of like stay there and stay in that position until they figure out how to get out, you know. And so I'm here to tell you that you don't have to stay in any rut. You have all the ability, all the help, all the spiritual help that you need, along with your I Am presence. So rise up, beloved ones. Rise up above all of those things that are hindering in your life. And like I said, all of your experiences, each one of them, are a lesson to be learned. A lesson to be learned. So like, embrace it. But when you need help, learn to call upon that angelical help. As I told you earlier, your God and angels are not in control of your direct life. They are just here to help you and to respond to you, but they will come to you. You are totally responsible for what you become in this life, beloved one. You and you alone are responsible for what you come. You are grateful. You thank God that you have to help to support you, to help you to grow. But for as you being who you are and being aligned to the person, the being you're supposed to be, that's totally up to you to do that. God has given you a mind, a very special and special mind. God has given you the essence of itself to be with you, and it's told you to utilize these tools that you have to ascend and to become all that you can become. You know, I can't remember the commercial used to be for the military. Join the military and become all you can become. You know, well, I'm telling you, you are part of the God family, and you can become all you can become. It's up to you how you want to do that, whether you want to do it. And it's all based on your ability to create your vibrational attraction. Okay, your vibration attraction. See, the law of attraction is always working, beloved one. It never ceases. It never ceases to work. So at all times, 24 days or 24 hours a day, you are constantly sending out signals. You're constantly sending out thoughts. You're constantly sending out feelings. And those feelings and thoughts are creating energy on the other side of the ether, and it comes back to you. You see, it comes back to you, but you create it. You are allowing it to come from your essence to create you. So that's what I'm saying. Everything you are showing up in your life is you have created. And because God gave you the authority to use your free will, so in your ability to use your free will, that's how you became to be a creator yourself, because of your free will, your choice. You know, you have a choice to go right. You have a choice to go left. It's up to you, beloved one, how you want to go and how you want to deal with that kind of a situation in your life. You can make this choice. You can make decisions. You are, I would say that you are sort of here in the universal parallel of energy, and it's up to you how you utilize it. And you have the authority. You have the authority to be the captain of your ship, to run your life. And you truly have the choice to be able to take control of what's going on in your spiritual world. That's what I'm telling you about working with your soul, okay, beloved one. You have a choice to live in that state. Your purpose to find your purpose. You have a purpose here. You came here with a divine purpose to do something specific. Yes, you came here to do something specific that only you can do. And when you don't do what you're supposed to do, it affects the whole planet, beloved one. Believe me, each one of us have a job that we have to do, and it's like a puzzle. You know, I don't care if you got a 1,000-piece puzzle. If there's one little piece missing, it will affect the puzzle, okay? So in order for us to bring our lives more harmony and more peace on the planet, on the country, each one of us should step up and do our responsibility and do that which we are supposed to do. Okay, we know that it doesn't happen a lot because we can see all the chaos going on in the world. We know there's a lot of people not stepping up the plate to do what they need to do on their earthly purpose, you see, beloved ones. You have to do what you were committed to do when you came here. You chose to come here. You chose to be here this time. So step up to the plate and do what you're supposed to do, okay? And take full charge of your body, and knowing that you're not alone under no circumstances, you have the opportunity to do the right thing. So always in life, beloved ones, strive to do the right thing. That makes it a different. We each know right from wrong. So we should always strive to do the right thing. Try to make sure that you're in line with your higher power and your higher self at all times. You have lots of potential. Lots and lots of potential, beloved ones. I tell you that all the time, that you are. And you have a lot of potential because you are a child of the Most High God. And you have the inherited right to be able to live the great opulent life that God has intended for you to start living, beloved ones. It is your divine destiny to have and to be and to obtain an opulent life. You have to step into it. You have to believe. You have to have faith that you need to do, and you need to start doing as God intended you to do. The path is already laid open, beloved ones. All you have to do is move toward it. The portal is open. You have been given everything you have to do. After all, you are a direct descendant of God who created the universe. Beloved one, if even in your earthly family, if your family, you may be in a family that you grew up in a very successful life and they had the monetary aspects of going on and other things happen or social connections. If you grew up in that family, it was automatically that you would participate in, and you would have it too if you chose to, okay? It's all about what you choose to. Everything, all the success, there's so much prosperity. There's so much gold dust in the air. As one of my mentor friends that I read about all the time, and I say she's my mentor because I personally connect with her, feel personally connected with her, is Catherine Ponder. She was a unity minister, and she used to always say there's gold dust in the air that is there all the time. All you have to do is just breathe it in, and it'll become part of your essence, beloved one. So the universal God force has put everything that you need in order for you to be able to have this prosperous life and that being this spiritual being that you are. So, beloved ones, I need you and desire for you to start taking control of what is coming in your life instead of life controlling you. So many of us are sitting back and just allowing whatever that wants to show up in our lives to show up. And you don't have to go through that, beloved one. You have a choice of what shows up in your life. You really do. You have a choice of what shows up in your life. And it all starts with what you are thinking, what you are feeling, and what you are projecting out there. That's how you are creating your world. You are creating your world through your emotional feelings and your thoughts. And all those things that you are sending out on a regular basis is creating your life on a daily basis, okay? So where you are today is from the thoughts that you have sent out maybe days ago. It's coming back. Some of them are thoughts that you send out months ago. Some of them are thoughts that you send out years ago. They still come back. No thought is void, level one. No emotional feeling is void. So it all comes back to you at some form and fashion. So you want it to come back, so you have to create it in a way that it comes back to you to enhance your life, not to take your life down. You know, if you are a person who believes in supporting and helping people and taking care of people and doing what you need to do, then, you know, when your time comes back, there's always going to be something, a force of energy there to support and help you as well. But if you're one of those type of people who take and misuse and abuse people, guess what? You're going to be misused and abused too. Someone's going to come back and give that to you. So don't be surprised when things are showing up in a way that you are saying, oh my God, why is this happening to me? No, it's happening to you because you created it. You are the one that put it out there. You are the one who allowed it to be that way from the start, beloved ones. You are the one who allowed it to show up in the matter that you did. Beloved Jesus always would would tell us that we are gods and goddesses in our lives, and that we need to start acting in that matter. You know, we need to start acting with the power that God has given us. Beloved Jesus, you know, with all the mighty and magical works that Jesus performed over his lifetime and the things that he's done on why he was here on the physical plane, we know that Jesus is still performing stuff at a higher level. But Jesus told us, each one of us, the works that I do, you can do too and even more. If you are a follower of Jesus, I have people here, you know, Muslims and Buddhists and you know, all faith people follow me, and you may not follow the teaching of Jesus, but even those who are not so much into the teaching of Jesus, they know about Jesus. But anyway, if you, especially if you consider yourself a knower and follower of Jesus, then start participating in the things that Jesus tells you to do. Start acting and showing up like Jesus so you can support and help and do what you need to do. You see, beloved ones, Jesus was here to be our way shower, to show us how to live our lives and to live that optimal life that God has presented for us, to be able to, he was here to convince us that you had everything there. You had the ability, and God gave you all the power you need to maintain and support your life. That's what beloved Jesus came and showed us, love, how to love each other unconditionally, how to take care of each other unconditionally, and how to be able to forgive each other unconditionally. See, beloved ones, all these things are important things. So we believe some of the things Jesus tell us, but some of the other things, I guess, is like, okay, Jesus, you don't know what you're talking about over here. You know what you're talking about this one, but you don't. Everything that beloved Jesus said was spot on, okay? He came to give you truth. He was your way shower. So embrace all that. When Jesus tell you the works that I do, you can do more, believe it. Accept it. So we all have to, it's just a matter of our belief system. Only reason we're not performing at that level is because we don't believe that we can. We've been told that we can't. We've been told that we are a lower energy sinners, all kinds of things that we're not, you know. But it's been fed into us, and we believe that. Okay, but now it's time for us to take back our own thought process, beloved one. You have to begin to know that you have the power. You are no longer going to allow your old false teachings to control you. Yes, and many of us have been taught things that have no need and have not been for our highest good. You know, things to believe that, belief that we have been told that is so antiquated and so crazy, you know, about life and about what's going to happen to your life, you know, with the force, about even this thing about hell and the devil. That's all bull crap, beloved ones. Don't buy into that thought and that process. There is no evil force making you do anything. You do stuff you need to do. If you're doing something evil, it's because it comes out of your lower nature. No one's making you. And you're not going to die and go somewhere tormented for the eternity of your life. You go into the astral realm, and you go, and whatever you need to work out, you come back here and do it again. No one, there's no punisher. God don't punish you for your errors and your mistakes. You punish you. And there's no other force out there that can punish you and make you do anything you do not want to do. So stop buying into it. One of the things about the organized church that really drives me batty about some of the teachings they got and some of the things they teach people about that keep them in bondage. But I don't want you to be there. Break loose, beloved one. Don't be in a box and live in that low energy vibrational stuff that you've been taught that holds you back, that make you not want to excel. God has come to give you freedom. God does not punish. And God is the only source in the universe. God is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. He is all there is. Focus your energy on God. Don't allow yourself to get caught up into some craziness about some lower fallen angel that's going to keep you suppressed and drive you into the ground and burn you up for the rest of your life. Oh, my God. It's amazing. And people live their lives that way. People live their lives that way, believing that stuff that they've been taught when they were young. It is not that way. There's only one power in the universe, beloved one. That is God the Omnipotent. And he controls everything. Anything else that shows up is not in his house. It's created through man's own consciousness, through your own thoughts and through your own processes. And you are creating the things that are not perfectly aligned with yourself. You did it. The collective, when we look at all the chaos going on in the world, beloved one, that is coming from the collective consciousness of mankind on the earth. When you see crazy diseases, what we're looking at right now, or we see crazy weather conditions, amen, it is coming out of the collective consciousness of the masses. We are creating that. When you got collective masses of energy, negative energy put out, it's going to create things. There's so much, and sometimes you got so much negative energy in process, it causes earthquakes. It causes volcanoes. Yes, your human mind can create those kind of things, beloved, when it is done in a collective process. Just imagine if we could get, let's say, 50% of the people to turn around and just start believing in positive thinking, in positive thoughts, and start and thinking unconditionally. The world would change instantaneously. Instantaneously, we could change this if we have the mass collective consciousness. Because there have been experiments done through groups of people meditating. I know it was done right in Washington, D.C. They brought together 7,000 meditators. And by having people meditating consciously together, 7,000 people, it changed the whole crime and the whole condition within miles of where the meditation was done. Crime fell. People were feeling better, doing better, because that energy was being projected out into the universe. That all those people meditating in one place was able to send out energy. It also has been done through prayers. There have been large groups of prayers to bring about. And like when they have prayer day, World Prayer Day, there's been proven fact that crime falls and everything people begin to feel better. Healing is taking place because of the power of prayer when it's collectively done together. That is the shift of energy, beloved ones. We as a collective can use our energy to change things. We can use our energy to change things, beloved ones. You have the power. It is more powerful when you can do it as a group. But if you're not able to do it as a group, do it with yourself, okay? You have the power to be creator of your world. You are co-creators with God. God gave you everything that you need to be a co and gave you the authority to do it. So stop setting back, waiting for someone else to come rescue you, waiting for something else to show up in your life that's going to be able to make a difference in your life. You are the one that's going to make a difference in life. Yes, you can call upon your spiritual help whenever you need them. They will be there to support you 24/7. They will be there to help you and support you to be able to do that, beloved one. So I want you to stand tall knowing that you are gods and goddesses, as I tell you every week, and ain't nothing blasphemy about that, because that's what Jesus said, that you are gods and goddesses, and this is true, because you were made in the image of God, you were given the I Am present, which is the essence of God itself, and that is inside of you, so that makes you gods and goddesses as well, okay, beloved one? Know this, okay? Know this that you do. Beloved ones, when you finish this show today, I want you to do something for me. I want you to go and look in the mirror, look yourself in the eye, and I want you to say and have full understanding of the I Am who is inside of you. Realize that there is a God force inside of you, and that God force is able to help you and give you strength to do anything that you need to do. Recognize those that eyes are looking back at you, that is your I Am presence inside of you. That is the God force inside of you that are reflecting that you see. You are an image of God. Yes, you are made in the image of God. So when you look in that mirror in your eyes, that image you're seeing is the God that is in the inside of you. You are reflecting back to God. So understand, look in yourself and say to yourself, I am that I am present. I am the God energy inside of me that helps me to create and help me develop. And say it, beloved, do it on a basis that you fully come to understand of who you really are. Because you're a powerful being. You are so, so powerful that most of you have no idea how powerful you are. And if you realize how powerful you are, you probably wouldn't even be able to sleep at night, you know, knowing that you have the energy to be able to bring about a change and to live your life in high frequency. You have the power. God gave you free will, and that free will is what allows you to be able to make decisions for your life and will be able to take you into the higher consciousness of your life. So each decision you make, beloved one, give thoughts to your decisions. Give thoughts to your choices. Give thoughts to your feelings that you're having, because with each one of them, you're creating your existence. So you want to have a better life, then control what you're thinking and what you're feeling and what you're allowing in your feeling world. You know, beloved one, know that you are able to, you're creating with every thought and every action. Everything you do is bringing about more of what it is that you either want or what you don't want. You see, one thing about the universe, it gives you what you want, and it also gives you what you don't want equally. So it is for you to be able to focus on what you want and not allow your energy to drift in what you don't want. I'm not saying there's going to be times that even regardless of how much you think positive, there's going to be times that a little negative energy doubts dot in there and cause you to have some doubt. But every time it do, you should say, cancel, 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 and replace it with a positive thought. Replace it with a positive thought. And to make sure that you are in line to what you really want, not what you don't want to show up. Because when you put focus on the things you don't want to show up, guess what, beloved one? More of it shows up. Okay? So the same, it works the same way. When you stay constant in the state of gratitude, you stay in a state of oneness and connection with God, more of it will show up in your life, beloved one. It's amazing, especially when it comes to gratitude. When you are grateful and gratitude about things, more things show up each day in your life to make you feel more grateful and more full of gratitude. You know, I suggest that each one of you have a gratitude journal every night. Write down what you're grateful for, what you're thankful for, so you can realize how grateful you are and be grateful for everything, for the little things, for the small things, whatever it is that God has allowed you to experience. And through your attitude of gratitude, things will begin to show up every day that make you say, thank you, God. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I'm telling you, if you do your gratitude work every day, something will show up to make you be grateful that you have, that you are existing, that you are a part of the protection of God. Every day, beloved one, something will show up. Take it to the bank. That is a true fact. So anyway, I am so grateful that you've taken time off this Sunday to stop in to participate and to be able to listen and to join our spiritual family. You can't see each other, but there are vibrations going out. There's energy to go out, and you can feel it. You can feel the integration. You can feel the vibration going through. Although you might not be able to see us, you can hear the voice and know that there is a collective bunch of us. And it's just not one person here, not me sending out energy, but there's a whole group of people that are vibrating and sending out energy at the same time, because you're here allowing your mind to consciously be tuned in. You're also projecting to others our feelings. Okay, so beloved one, I'm grateful for you. I am so grateful for you each and every week that you show up. And for all of you who have not had an opportunity to visit my website, please go do so. It's theholisticministry.com. And you can read my testimony. Just read a little bit about what the ministry is about. And by all means, you have the right to be able to donate if you choose. That is your choice. I don't beg, or I don't to ask you to do that, because I'm blessed and highly favored. I've been able to do this show pretty much on my own, and I don't mind, because this is what I love to do. I'm doing what I love to do. This is my. If no one even showed up for the show to listen, every Sunday or whenever it is, I will be doing the show regardless because I feel the energy of doing it. Okay. Now, beloved ones, you know I do a daily morning inspiration show. I will not be doing it tomorrow morning. Some things come up. I need to be able to do something else. So there will not be a daily show tomorrow morning. Okay. But we will be back on schedule soon. And there's some other things that we have in store for you. We're going to start having a spiritual reader to come on and start doing some requests. You guys can be able to call in and ask questions and things that may be of your need that you need a little more insight on. So hopefully in the next couple Sundays, we will be doing that after the morning show. I'll probably be doing an hour and a half show, and the last 30 minutes will be done with the instructions of the intuitive reader who is there to assist you and to be able to help you to figure out some things for yourself that you may need some assistance with, okay? There are always some people who have the ability, the gift of prophecy and the gift of knowingness to be able to help you to see things that you cannot see for yourself, at least point you in direction and you take over and take charge. So let's close out with prayer, beloved ones. We know that we need it. So Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful Sunday. We thank you for allowing us to be here today. We thank you for all the energy that you have brought to this show today. We thank you for all the help. I thank you, Lord Michael, for helping us today with the technical aspects, the technology to keep us on the air this morning. We thank you. We know that you are the source, so we ask you to continue to support us each and every Sunday. We pray for divine protection from for the gods that are here with us, and we pray that we are able to go through this week and we'll be able to come to a full understanding of who and whom we are, the powerful beings we are. We will open our minds and open our hearts and thoughts and knowing that we are in charge of our lives and that we can make a difference in our lives. And we will no longer depend on outside influences to help us because we know that everything that we need is inside of us and all of the angelical help. You don't need physical help from man. Yes, sometimes you may need a little assistance, but the God forces that are there, we thank God for allowing that God energy to be there that we can call upon. That God has opened our hearts and minds, knowing that we have the support and that we will be open and willing enough to call upon that support when we need it. Give us knowledge, dear God, that we will be able to move forward. We ask you to give us divine protection of our physical temples this week, that our physical temples, each one of them, will be wrapped in the white light of protection, beloved one. Each one of us will be in that light. I see that white light of protection surrounding each one of your bodies. I see that energy now going into the crown of your heads. That white light of protection is moving into your physical body, and it is touching every cell and DNA strand of your body. As that white light penetrates through your crown, into your face area, and into your throat, into your heart chakras, and into your throat chakra, you see that light illuminating inside of each one of you. As that healing light moves down into your stomach area, that white light of healing is moving there and rectifying everything that is not in normal homeostasis with your body. It's being carefully perfected. So we see that healing light now moving down into your legs and grounding itself into the floor. We know that God is there and bringing the light of healing into our physical bodies, that our temples will be safe and protected in high energy. And now we see the gold light of the angelical light of gold surrounding us and protecting us and bringing us everything we need from the opulence of life and everything we need in order to be able to be here on this planet. We know that gold light is surrounding us and craving inside of our being as well as our outside, with full understanding that we have access of everything that we need, that we are divinely protected, and that we are children of the Most High God, and that we have our divine right to call upon and be assisted in any way that we need and anything that we need to bring forth. We have the divine right to do that. So we step out boldly knowing that we have the power to be able to bring forth our life what we need to do. And we know that we, too, can do the work that Jesus has done. And so each one of us will go through this week knowing that we'll have the power to be able to bring about change in our lives and also to assist others who need our assistance. So we say, thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Amen. Love you, beloved ones. See you soon. Bye-bye. Talk to you.